This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for our region. And how are you on this fine Friday?
I am well. I'm still enjoying this this winter we're having in the spring.
Exactly. Just moments before we initiated this conversation, some new jobless numbers for the state of Arkansas. New in that they're updated, not new in that they show anything radically different.
Correct. The rate for March, the jobless rate for March in Arkansas was at 7.2%, which is the same as February, and down just slightly from 7.3% in March 2012. I think the issue, again, the numbers just come out. I only have the top line numbers, so I don't have any of the drill down numbers yet, but I suspect that we'll see some of the same trend we've seen in Arkansas where We're still not seeing a recovery in the number of jobs. We're seeing a slight decline in the overall workforce. And the other interesting thing about this number is it marks 50 consecutive months that jobless rate has been at or below, or at or above, I should say, 7%. And this is all during a period that we're supposed to be in economic recovery.
Well, there has been some encouraging news for the Fort Smith region economically again this week, an investment in SGL. Tell me about that.
Right. It's a $26 million investment in SGL Carbon. They have a plant in, it's a global company based in Germany. They have a plant in Ozark. And what these products they make essentially allow these steel furnaces to use these big electric arcs to power their furnace to melt the steel. It's pretty high tech. It's a pretty advanced manufacturing. We talk about, you know, we need to recruit advanced manufacturing to Arkansas. Well, tucked there in Ozark, where a lot of people don't know, is SGL Carbon, and they do that. And the other thing is, as you referred to, this is the third positive economic development announcement in the Fort Smith area within 30 days. There was the Phoenix Metal Company, 30-40 jobs at Chaffee Crossing. Pretty good paying jobs, and then of course HMA, which will add 400 to 500 jobs at their service center. It's a hospital service center, and those are definitely good jobs. They average around $43,000 annual salary, which is significantly higher, almost $10,000 higher, almost $8,000 higher than the average per capita income in the area. So, you know, for a region, for the Fort Smith area that's really been beat up in the last 4 or 5 years, those are good signs. Now, we're still about 12,000 jobs fewer than we had about 7 years ago, so we still have quite a hole to dig out of. But for folks in Fort Smith, at least there's some sunshine peeking in.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, with the SGL announcement, with HMA, and with the Phoenix Metal, is it dangerous to say, okay, this indicates things are turning around, or should we think, well, there's partly coincidence here, and let's just see if it as a whole matters?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a question I asked Tim Allen. He's president of the Regional Chamber of Commerce, and his take was that, you know, we have to keep peddling. You know, the chambers keeps peddling. There are many pipelines in the project. He's optimistic there'll be a few more announced in the next few months, a few more projects. He wouldn't give me any hint as to what size, but, you know, his take was that you have to keep moving, and you can't, you can't say, okay, we've got three in our belt, we can relax for a little bit. Because his point was that the economic development world, these site location consultants, they don't care how many you had or hadn't. They need answers, and they want you to provide them input. And officials in Little Rock depend on local officials to do their job to support economic development. So it was somewhat refreshing to hear Tim talk about, you know, we just have to keep peddling. We can't see these as a feather in our cap and get comfortable.
Some other numbers that were included in the latest edition of the Compass Report produced by thecitywire.com about employments, people getting on and off planes at the three major airports in Arkansas, including Fort Smith and XNA and Highfill, down at a couple. XNA was up, but slightly. Can we make anything of those numbers?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I know these aren't the most glamorous or sexy numbers out there, but they are great indicators of what's happening in both tourism and business travel. And what we're seeing in Northwest Arkansas for the first 3 months of 2013, those employments are up about 2.5% compared to 2012. And if you remember last year, employments were up at XNA just 0.4%, but that was important because it ended two consecutive years of decline. So far, so good at XNA, even though they're still trying to recruit a low-cost carrier to try to push some of their airfares down. In Fort Smith, however, it's a different story, and it's becoming somewhat of a concern. They began to see employment declines last year in the fourth quarter of 2012, and for the first quarter of 2013, that continued, and they're down 7.4%. Fort Smith did have an employment increase in 2012, but it was just barely. So if you're looking at that from a business to travel and tourism standpoint, it's not good for the Fort Smith area. And in Little Rock, at what's now called the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, their employments were down almost 5% in the first quarter. I think what we're seeing is somewhat. As part of what our analysis showed in the Compass report that we just released was that Arkansas's metro areas, the Northwest Arkansas metro area, is unique in its ongoing strength, and the other metro areas are having a hard time keeping up. And here we have some employment figures that support that analysis.
Finally, we're still talking, of course, about the 2013 legislative session, but conversation about the 24 gubernatorial election has really geared up this week. To the surprise of nobody, Mike Ross, former Arkansas congressman, made it official. He's running for governor. And the Democratic primary looks like it will be heated already.
Well, I mean, when Mike Ross flew around the state, he was flying around the state in a twin-engine plane. I think the first engine just got – I don't even think they fired up the second engine by the time the barbs were being traded. But, yes, Bill Halter, former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, and Mike Ross are – already going after each other. Of course, the dynamic is that Halter represents the more liberal elements of the party, and Ross represents the more conservative elements. So that's how you're going to see the sides line up on this. And Ross has accused Halter of under delivering on the lottery scholarship, and Halter's accusing Ross of not supporting the traditional Democratic causes of women's rights and that type of thing. So, yes, less than 24 hours into this official race, it's become brutal, which for us journalists means pretty. We love this kind of thing.
Michael Tilley is the editor of this and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, politics, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Michael, thank you so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks, Kyle.
I'm Guy Raz. Next time on the TED Radio Hour.
For the past few centuries, we have defined beauty not just as health and symmetry, but also as tall, slender figures and white skin.
Beauty. The good, the bad, and the ugly of it. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour from NPR, Sunday at noon on KUAF.